Let's do the ODEC, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. Here is Cam.
This time of year, we as a culture are inundated with Christmas movies. Home Alone, Die Hard, Batman Returns, and others. It's a Wonderful Life.
Never seen it.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Yep.
Elf.
Are you asking for him?
Christmas
or that...
Vacation? I mean, are we going around the horn? Someone's got to say one.
Another one that is a Christmas classic. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The 1957 Dr. Seuss classic. The tale that takes place inside a snowflake.
Do kids still do Grinch? Dr. Seuss books? Is that still a big thing?
I think so.
It is in our house.
Y'all reading them Green Eggs and Ham?
Go, dog, go.
Yep. Definitely right. Go, dog, go.
Good.
Have you made him green eggs and ham as a
I've not.
Breakfast thing?
No.
They're too woke for my house.
So they heard, you're a mean one, Mr. Bitch.
Yeah, does he know the lyrics to that song?
I'll show him that one in a few years.
All right.
The real life Grinch kids. He actually lived in our town.
Yeah, we kicked them out. We have a classic cartoon for the movie as well. We also have the Jim Carrey version, which I'm brave enough to say, pretty good.
I don't think that's brave at
why
all.
Why do you need to muster up the courage?
I'll stand on that hill.
I think it's pretty universally.
I'll be the first one to say that movie. It's not.
I'll be the first to say good movie.
It's like an all-time great comedic actor.
Yeah,
he's all in on it. It's a great movie.
But around this time of year, some wonder:
is it a Christmas movie?
No.
Like Die Hard? Oh.
I've begun to wonder as well. What is the Grinch?
Never seen it.
No.
Daddy popped in just to give his opinion.
Yeah, I thought he was gone, huh?
He's never fully gone. He's with us in our hearts.
Now, is he an animal? Is he a deformed creature?
Daddy or the Grinch?
The Grinch.
Oh.
He's back. He's back and meaner than ever, folks.
Y'all literally on Monday were like, you know what? How about we just sing him a song to remind him he talks funny
good
around
point.
Black people.
Ham is the worst. You're right. No, you can't
point
now.
Look at that point. That point's got some stank on it.
He's also got green fur. He's got an upturned nose.
I always assumed he lived like near the toxic waste dump of Whoville. Like it's some sort of he's leached the poison into him and that's why he's all green.
So, in this Christmas fairy tale classic, you think they got a toxic waste dump?
Just some kind of runoff.
Yeah.
Whoville waste runoff.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of sanitation plan or some sort of...
Whoville's on a snowflake, though. Why would you suspend disbelief for that, but not they have a not water treatment plant that
we don't know. We don't know what their sanitation department's like. Maybe they're underfunded.
They have a toxic waste dump in Whoville. I mean, that's cannot... canonically correct.
Why?
Years of tax cuts and deregulation have made safety standards very relaxed.
Real laissez-faire attitude.
Obama. A lot of Hoosiers say. Not even Dr. Seuss knows what the hell the Grinch was.
It made his heart real big, didn't it?
Yes, and I'll get to that. But luckily,
that was also from the poison.
Yeah.
Oh, God!
Yeah, an enlarged heart.
Luckily, here on Earth, we have people that look at anatomy. And they're called...
Doctors.
Anatomy.
Anatomists.
Scientists. Oh.
So what is the Grinch? I'll start from the head down. The Grinch has a unique skull, unlike anything we have here on Earth or Whoville.
By the way, not a great use of this anatomist time and effort here.
This is a full-blooded article this guy did on what the hell the Grinch is.
There had to be more pressing matters here.
No.
To be fair...
I think we saw the anatomy. Now we got to look at cartoons.
What other anatomy-related jobs do you possibly have?
Well, and you got a wasted degree. If you realize I have no work, let me start breaking down the Grinch.
There's a lot of degrees out there
you
like that.
You thought that liberal arts degree was a waste.
Say most of the degrees.
Yep. If we look at his skull, he has a facial skeleton that is a blend of primate and also has canine traits, which is a short, broad snout. Sidebar. Did you guys see that anatomists are now saying that...
No.
No.
There are some... You guys don't keep...
I don't keep up with the anatomists of the world.
First time I've heard that word in my life, anatomist.
Like, is there a text blast? How do I keep up with this?
How about if I rephrase it as people be saying?
Okay, now you're speaking more my language because you're hip.
People be saying that they are seeing signs that raccoons are evolving to become domesticated like dogs.
Back to no.
I'm seeing some videos, some scientific videos on TikTok where people are having raccoons as pets.
Yes.
This is becoming...
It's a thing.
More of a factor in everybody's lives.
It's going to happen.
In everybody's
Maybe not
lives.
In our lifetimes, but in, like, our kids' lifetimes or kids' kids' lifetimes, we will have domesticated raccoons.
I heard Lando has an uncle who has a skunk as a pet. He said that on air.
Somehow the least surprising thing I've ever learned about Lando's family.
It was, yeah, if you'd given me three guesses what's an odd pet they have, I would have said skunk, probably second.
One or two.
Yeah.
How come armadillos aren't domesticated? Is it because they got, like, syphilis or something?
That hide, too hard to break them down.
We got turtles.
Yeah, but they're slower.
Back to the Grinch.
This is a riveting conversation, y'all. It's like an MIT grad with a...
This is how you get the Rhodes Scholarship. Engage in this kind of conversation.
If we're looking at the Grinch, he also has whiskers, like facial hair, on his face. They are very cat-like, which cats use to help sense things. His teeth, according to anatomists, are similar to chimps. He's also got sharp canines, so he could bite through. This whole article has a ton of references to the cartoon where he's biting into the roast beast and whatnot. I'm not going to do that. His eyes are yellow and large, suitable for him to be active at dawn and dusk.
I just assumed he had jaundice. Once again, because he's very ill.
What is jaundice?
Like he's going through kidney failure or liver failure?
That's what it is.
It like turns your eyes yellow.
Other than cats, owls also have yellow eyes. They are very adaptive to low light. The yellow pigment of the eye, it filters blue light so it can sharpen contrast and allow movement to be detected at half light, which is perfect since he's a nocturnal thief.
No wonder the Who's ostracized this thing to the...
He's a monster.
He's a freak. Yeah.
The mountains. This mushmouth creature. This thing's terrifying.
The fact that he's constantly twitching his nose could indicate a highly attuned sense of smell to detect things from a distance.
Or a drug problem.
Or a drug problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's a druggie that they just kicked to the curb.
I mean, if I was exiled out to the mountains and I've got all of these terrible ailments and I'm a freak of nature, combine like 10 different animals. Yeah.
You would start that drug problem.
I think so.
But yeah. I wouldn't want to give him more ammunition to be like, yeah, but he's also got a drug problem.
Again, though, you're already 0 for 10 with the Who's. 0 for 11 ain't that much worse.
When the Grinch walks, he also walks on the balls of his feet and toes rather than humans do or other primates where they walk on their soles to... You know, walk. That allows him to move more quietly. What are you looking at?
Oh, just remembering.
What it was like to walk like a human?
Yeah.
Can we make Monty the Grinch?
Okay, that was inaudible,
the
what you just did.
The disabled.
DJ heard it.
I think Monty is the real life Grinch.
He's real life. He's mean.
He is mean
he
like
came
the Grinch,
back
too.
And he started taking shots at Daddy.
He's been berating us on the breaks, telling us the shows without him have sucked.
Let me pull up my Matt and DJ group text from last week.
What?
That doesn't exist.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's no such thing. And finally, his heart. If your heart grew three sizes suddenly, it would be catastrophic on your body. An enlarged heart in humans and other mammals is actually very dangerous. Very dangerous condition to have a heart failure like that. Or large hearts have lead to heart failure because it makes the blood pump poorly and inefficiently in your body when your heart is that big.
That seems like the opposite of what you would think. A big, powerful heart would be pumping blood even better, I would think. But apparently not.
No, I think all the anatomists say...
Thank you.
it takes up more blood than it needs at that point.
That's why, like, bigger dogs, I think, don't live as long as tiny dogs, because their hearts are too big.
Like why Andre the Giant died?
There you go.
And that's why Vern Troyer made it to 160.
Actually,
I think he had jaundice.
And Grinch body?
And mini Grinch body.
Mini Grinch body.
But there you have it. What is the Grinch?
We still don't know.
Who the hell knows?
I don't think we solved anything.
Did you ever summarize what the anatomist said?
That is what the anatomist said.
Just some kind of freak?
Yes!
Some kind of monster?
No, it kind of just ends after talking about his heart.
As all good articles do.
Arrhythmias and poor pumping efficiency, and then article over.
So they don't have a guess of what it is? It's just the mashup?
No, they spent 12 damn pages talking about it, and they didn't come up with an idea. Idiots.
Well,
anatomists are idiots. I'm back around.
You've come to our side?
Yeah.
That's why we don't listen to them.
Yeah.